Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where to put your hard-earned money. Today we're diving deep into Barrick Mining Corporation, ticker B on the NYSE, a major player in gold and copper that's been riding the recent surge in precious metals prices. Barrick has delivered some impressive momentum lately, with gold prices hitting all-time highs and the company posting strong operational results that have caught investors' attention. Shares have climbed sharply over the past year on the back of higher realized prices and solid cost controls. But the question is whether this run has more legs or if valuations are starting to look stretched. Let's start with the basics on what Barrick actually does. The company explores, develops, and produces gold and copper across key regions including North America, South America, Africa, and Australia. With around 6,500 employees and a market cap north of $68 billion, it's one of the largest gold miners out there. CEO Mark Hill has been steering the ship through volatile commodity cycles, and the focus remains on low-cost production and disciplined project execution. On the revenue side, Barrick's top line has grown meaningfully thanks to elevated gold prices. Latest full-year figures show revenue reaching about $17 billion, a solid jump from prior periods as the company benefited from both higher selling prices and steady output volumes. While geographic breakdowns highlight exposure across the Americas and Africa, the real driver remains gold sales, supplemented by meaningful copper contributions that help diversify cash flows. Earnings have been a bright spot too. In the most recent quarter, Barrick beat expectations on both revenue and EPS, with adjusted earnings coming in well above estimates, thanks to the gold price tailwinds and better-than-guided costs. Full-year net income climbed to nearly $5 billion, reflecting a dramatic improvement in profitability as margins expanded on higher prices. Production slipped a bit in Q1 due to lower grades at certain mines, but management is guiding for a rebound in Q2, which should keep the earnings momentum intact if gold stays elevated. Turning to the balance sheet and cash flow, Barrick is in a strong position with over $6.7 billion in cash and a current ratio above 3, giving plenty of liquidity. Free cash flow came in robust at around $3.7 billion last year, supporting a $3 billion share buyback program and a steady dividend that currently yields about 2%. Debt levels remain manageable relative to equity, and the company continues to generate healthy returns on invested capital around 16%. From a valuation perspective, Barrick trades at a forward PE in the mid-teens when using consensus estimates, which looks reasonable compared to historical ranges, especially if gold sustains above $3,000 an ounce. EV/EBIT multiples are attractive only if we assume gold prices remain near current highs, so there's limited margin of safety if prices pull back. Still, the combination of buybacks and operational leverage makes the stock compelling for long-term holders. Looking at the SWOT picture, strengths include Barrick's world-class asset base, strong free cash flow generation, and a proven ability to return capital through dividends and repurchases. Weaknesses center on exposure to volatile gold prices and occasional production hiccups from grade variability. Opportunities lie in expanding copper output and advancing development projects that could drive future growth. Threats include rising input costs, regulatory hurdles in key jurisdictions, and the risk that gold prices correct sharply if inflation cools faster than expected. On the performance front, the stock has been on a tear with 155% gains over the past year and solid 134% returns over 5 years, significantly outpacing the broader market during the gold bull run. Recent months showed some consolidation with a 4% pullback, but the chart still looks constructive with higher lows and a technical breakout above key resistance levels. For intrinsic value, we can run a discounted cash flow lens using conservative assumptions around 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth. That exercise points to a fair value in the low $11 range on a strict DCF basis, though alternative market-based valuations suggest upside toward $146 if gold prices remain structurally higher. At the current share price, near $40.50, the stock sits in an interesting spot where long-term bulls see value in the production growth pipeline, while bears worry about commodity price normalization. Wrapping up, Barrick looks like a high-quality gold miner with improving fundamentals, aggressive capital returns, and meaningful leverage to gold prices. If you're comfortable with commodity volatility and believe gold has further room to run, the stock offers an attractive way to play that thesis. As always, do your own homework, consider your risk tolerance, and remember, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Hit that like button if this analysis helped, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.